This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari. The show is Past Tense. At the last song of the hour there, called Fatal Wound, a cover done by a minor forest of an Uncle Tupelo song. Had no idea it was a cover, and I hadn't listened to it for a long time, but I had liked it a lot when I first did. Anyway, two songs before that one were The Hours by Duster and a song, the title of which I'm not sure, but a live recording by Duster as well. Noticed while I was listening to them, putting this together, that the second Duster song, The Hours, that I played, very much reminded me of Helvetia, which is a later project from, I think, the band from one of the old Duster members. So I really heard that in there. And I also really liked how it panned out towards the right. The very end sort of felt like it was heading for the door, if you know what I mean. And the song before that was definitely, it sounded like it would fit on contemporary movement. I feel like there's definitely a few, maybe just two or a couple scattered eras for Duster in terms of the sound that they had, very different between, say, Stratosphere and contemporary movement. Anyway, introspective, good stuff. I like it. And thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Phil is a terrific guy. He's working very hard, but we get along. He's working very, very hard.
Warm you are.
again, Retrospect fans. Phil Gray here, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, 413 episodes strong. Remember, there's 100 or so available as back episodes all across the web. I recommend Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, CastBox. Pretty much all good podcasting apps now carry Retrospect, so fill your boots. So this is episode 413, and this week's episode is looking exclusively at Asian 60s garage music. Of course, it's not always called garage music in lots of parts of the world, so we have some group sounds, but also tracks out of Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, Cambodia, and the Philippines. So stay tuned, it's going to be a crazy episode. But we've got it underway with Japanese band The Spiders. Formed in Tokyo in 1961, one of the main group sounds bands. If you're new to the show and you're not familiar with group sounds is a term coined actually live on TV. It's part of a discussion between the host and the singer in a Japanese electric guitar band. They were musing on the fact that Japanese audiences had a little bit of trouble phonetically pronouncing rock and roll, so they believed that a new name should be created for this type of music, and they came up with the term group sounds. So it's a Japanese version of 60s rock music. The Spiders had a lot of hit singles, toured Europe in 1966 and the States, including Hawaii in 1967. So we had their track, Teardrops. Great way to get this Asian episode underway.
This warped idea of fun has contributed to the fact that one out of every 20 children born in the United States last year was illegitimate.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Well, here's another Japanese group sounds band, and this band absolutely spectacularly fantastic. Formed 1966 in Yokohama, they're called the Golden Cups. Lead singer was a member of a band called the Sphinx. A couple of the band members had traveled to the States. One of them returned with one of the first fuzz boxes in Japan. They initially called themselves Group and I. They started covering pretty well-known garage rock type songs such as Hey Joe, also Got My Mojo Working and I Feel Good. Were persuaded to change the name to the Golden Cups because they were the house band at the Golden Cup Discotheque. So this is the Golden Cups with This Bad Girl.
I don't care what the people might say. I'm gonna keep our love, I love this way,
love this way.
I really love you, I really do, I love you, yes I do, yes I do. I don't care what the people might say. I'm gonna keep our love, love my way,
love my way.
I really love you,
my,
I really do,
my,
I love you.
I don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Welcome now to the top four with their top hit, Beauty and the Beast.
Lao, Buddha, Kato, Ate, Tatunyan, Lao, Buddha. Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray and Retrospect, 60s Garage Funk Show.
Three slices of Asian 60s garage in this episode 413 of Retrospect. Japanese band The Golden Cups topped the set with This A Bad Girl. Then a band called The Swallows, often credited to Kasim Salamat and The Swallows. They're a band out of Malaysia, had a 1967 EP called A Solo Ka, released in Singapore. We had the opening track of that EP called La Ngomba. This band initially had been playing in nightclubs but weren't really getting anywhere. They then performed a song in the Hawaiian language. That got some attention and resulted in them being signed to EMI. Then thirdly in the set, a fairly well-known band out of Indonesia. They're called Dara Puspita. There is a photograph and some information on our Instagram and Facebook. Dara Puspita, all-female pop group from Surabaya, Indonesia, formed in 1964. And like a number of bands from Asian countries, politics got in the way of their music. They were under pressure from the regime, the Sukarno-led regime of the time, who believed that rock music was an unwanted Western influence. They began imprisoning performers. So Dara Puspita headed off to Bangkok, picked up some Thai influences in their music. But once the Sukarno government collapsed in 1965, their first LP was released. That was 1966. Three further LPs through to 1968. Dara Puspita became fairly well known. They toured Europe for 3 years, returning to Indonesia in 1971.
bunch of their music compiled on an album called The Garage Years, released in 2010 on Sublime Frequencies. Dara Puspita. We had a track called A Go-Go.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Here's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, looking exclusively at Asian 60s garage music for this episode. Here's one of a comp called Pebbles Volume 1, Thailand Part 1, Real Artifacts from the Psychedelic Era. So these Pebbles comps of Asian music, yeah, some of it, I think, stretches the boundaries of what you'd call garage rock or even rock and roll, but I have chosen a track by Srong Santi out of Thailand. This one is called My Ruck Ya Ruck.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
Thank you. Psychedelia, you say?
And that's three more selections of Asian garage rock. Srong Santi, top of the set, out of Thailand with My Rack Ya Rack. Then we had another one from the Golden Cups out of Japan, the B-side of a December 68 7-inch 45 on Capitol Records. Interesting track called Happening at 3 o'clock a.m. Interestingly, the first half of that track is in fact the fairly well-known Vox Wah Wah pedal advertisement played sped up. I don't know why that was done, but an interesting example of group sounds music from the Golden Cups. Then thirdly in the set, Yuya Uchida, Japanese singer, record producer and actor, huge career, major figure in Japanese pop music. He in fact dropped out of school at 17, began his music career, that was in the late 50s. He became friends with John Lennon after he opened for the Beatles on their 66 tour of Japan. 67 he headed over to the UK, saw Jimi Hendrix, was determined to introduce that sort of sound into Japan, so he formed Yuya Uchida and the Flowers, released an album called Challenge in 1969, and that was almost entirely Western rock music covers, heavy psychedelic sound, So we had one of those tracks, Yuya Uchida and the Flowers, with a cover of Cream's White Room.
You're with Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, here is another cool group sounds band out of Japan. They're called the Beavers. And there's a couple of stories about how they got that name. The first describes how in 1964, a guy called Hideki Ishima, who later joined up with Yuya Uchida in the Flower Traveling Band, arrived in Tokyo, formed what's called an Aleki band, so an electric guitar band, took the name The Outlaws, but the clubs they performed in demanded that they had a lead singer, so they did that and became The Beavers. There's another story, though, that they were invited to join their heroes, the Spiders, on stage, and just before making their debut, they decided to change their name. Came out kind of as the group sounds thing was fading away. But this is The Beavers, a track called Opolono.
That comes their way are the men who will not stand for God and who will not be out and out for Jesus and think nothing about it.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We'll be right back. garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. The Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
We now continue with Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
It's close. It's close. It's close. It's close. It's close. It's close. It's close.
Oh,
rocking cause it wants a combo. Red mean baby, I don't know what you got, but you better take it easy. This breath is hot now. So glad they made it. So glad they made it. I want you. Give me summer loving. Give me summer loving. Give me summer loving every day.
And that's four slices of Asian garage. Japanese band The Beavers, top of the set with Opolono. Then we had The Blue Comets, fronted by drummer Jackie Yoshikawa, national treasure of Japan. They originated as an Aleki instrumental group with just occasional lead vocals. We had a track, a leftover from our Lue Lue episode of a couple of episodes ago, The Blue Comets with Lue Lue out of Japan. Then, a retrospect favourite, and I know it's a listener favourite too, Yol Olarong, or Yos Olarang in its more anglicised form, Cambodian musician, leading figure in Cambodia's rock scene of the 60s. Nothing was heard of him after the beginning of the Khmer Rouge regime in Cambodia. A sad story, which applies to many musicians from that area. Very cool track though, Yol Olarong, Cyclo. And then wrapping the set, another band out of Japan, The Savage, one of the less known group sounds bands. They had a number of singles and EPs in 1966 and 1967. Then the Savage album released on Chronicle Records in 2011. Also an album, a double-sided one, The Spiders on one side, The Savage on the other side, called The Spiders Meet The Savage. So we had their cover of Gimme Some Lovin'.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Well, here's a band out of the Philippines. I love this one. They formed 1963, singing kind of old-time rock and roll and doo-wop to audiences in Manila. 1965, they headed to Hong Kong, had a hit with a pretty syrupy sort of song called Sonata of Love. They then got a deal to appear on Japanese TV, arrived in Tokyo in 1967 to perform on a show called R&B Paradise. Apparently, the D-Swooners shows were considered extremely wild by the more conservative Japanese audience. The band evolved beyond their kind of lightweight R&B sound, got a wah-wah pedal, covered tracks such as The Doors, Light My Fire, and developed a pretty nifty Jimi Hendrix-inspired sound. So let's take an example of that. Filipino band, The D-Swooners, with Stone Free.
But they don't realize it's so.
but sometimes I could, I could feel my heart kind of rolling hard. That's where I've got to move before I get a little bit. That's why you can't hold me down. I don't want to be turned down.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Oh, yeah! I'm here to preach the gospel as simply, as urgently as I possibly can, because I believe that the world is heading toward a rendezvous with catastrophe unless we turn to God.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
GTO コンボロサだけどあの子がどれば最高さどんな車も負けないさいやいやぐっと生かすんだとっても美人だぜかわいいあの子と僕の GTO
Just so you understand,
I love records.
One, two, three.
Three more Asian 60s garage rock tracks. The D-Swingers out of the Philippines with Hendrix's Stone Free top of the set. Then a band called the Three Funkies, never appeared here on Retrospect before, off a compilation called Let's Go Surfin', Japanese Surf 1963-65. The Three Funkies had two EPs, I believe, one in 1964, a follow-up one, possibly 1965, both on Toshiba Records. They specialised in instrumental music like so many Japanese bands. One of the more obscure Japanese bands, though, the Three Funkies, with their cover of GTO, and then wrapping the set off the Java Java Indonesian Screaming Fuzz compilation, a band called The Singers, Indonesian all-girl band from an album in 1968, their cover of Land of a Thousand Dances.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, here's another Group Sounds favourite. Picture and information on our Facebook and our Instagram. They are called The Outcast. Formed 1966, released six singles and an album on Tichiku Records. The Outcast with Long Tall Sally. Well, that takes us to the end of this week's Retrospect All Asian episode. I like to mix things up here. Hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget, back episodes are all across the web. And also, don't forget, your feedback is very welcome via our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook, search for Retrospect 60s Garage. Same on Instagram. You're welcome to message me. Track listings, podcast links, all put up there for each episode. Right, we're going to wrap it with an instrumental from the same band we started this show with. This is The Spiders, Japanese group sounds band, covering a track first performed and recorded by The Surfaris. I'm sure you'll know this one. This is Wipeout. I'm Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. With Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.